club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MJ.
Oh, I've got Origin fever, MJ. It's kicked in. I don't know where your butterflies are at, but my fever has kicked in well and truly. How are your butterflies?
Mine are fantastic. They're flapping.
Okay,
they're flapping around because it's an Origin type show today. We're going to go into the New South Wales camp, which I'm really looking forward to, talking to one of my favourite players, Tarek Sims. And I reckon he'll be pumped.
The most MG type player in the Blues team, in my opinion.
You know what? You could be right.
Oh, of this current team, not of all time, obviously, but of this current group, the most MG-ness.
I haven't really thought about it that way, but I'll take that as a compliment.
As you should, and he should as well. Tarek Tibbs is going to join us, but off the top, as we do every Thursday, there's no Thursday night footy, but that doesn't mean we...
Had no rest for hit the glue.
This doesn't mean the glue gets a rest. Let's do this. Oh, the newsbreaker extraordinaire, MG, fresh off what you declared last week to be...
His best ever mail. His best ever mail. He was precise, he was in sync, he was accurate, he was confident, and assertive.
Brent Reid from The Australian. Reedy, no pressure, mate, but you're only as good as your last effort.
Big shoes to fill, except they're my own shoes. So.
And then famously a size 6. Reedy, let's get stuck in. James Fisher-Harris, his future at the Panthers, where's it at?
Yeah, look, I did a story today on the fact that he's agreed terms on a new deal with Penrith. It's a mega deal in every sense of the word. We're talking 4 years, in excess of $800,000 a year. He'll be staying at the club for the foreseeable future. Now, the question is this now. They've now re-signed him, Nathan Cleary, Jerome Luai, Isaiah Yeo, within the space of a short time. And what that means is there's pressure on the cap. Now, they're basically covered at the end of next season. Beyond that, end of 22, they've got Dylan Edwards, Viliami Kikau, Api Korosau, Moses Leota, Paul Momorowski all coming off contract. So that's now where their focus lies. Now, given the amount of money they've spent on, as I said, Cleary, Fisher-Harris, Luai, Isaiah, they all had to get upgrades. They're under some real pressure, I think, moving forward. And I reckon there's been some clubs circling Penrith in the next few months. And from November 1, just basically look to almost pick the eyes out of those guys who were left, those guys who were off in 22. As I said, the likes of Dylan Edwards, Viliami Kikau, Api Korosau, there's going to be some pressure on the Panthers. And I think they're going to find it difficult to keep them all. I don't think they will. I think they know that internally. They won't be able to keep all those blokes. And it's just a matter of keeping the ones that are a priority for them. So that's the issue they've got to now work through.
Well, let's first of all speak about Fisher-Harris, who is their rock, their alpha male, their heartbeat at Penrith. They may have the flair and they might have the skill of all the other players, but the one player that everyone loves at Penrith is Fisher-Harris. He is unbelievable.
He's now the best prop in the game, don't you think, MG?
I think so, Reedy. I think he's the most consistent. Yeah, he's the most consistent. And I think it's exactly when you've got seven players in State of Origin, of course there's going to be other clubs picking the eyes out of it because all them guys have got to get paid upgrades. They've got to, once you make the big time, you expect it. Unless you get a lot of them doing what a lot of people have done in Melbourne, and that's play for unders.
Yeah.
Hey, Reedy, what does that mean? Does this development for Fisher-Harris essentially mean Kurt Capewell as good as gone?
Well, they're still, you know what? They thought they'd lost Kurt Capewell a couple of weeks ago. They're still in the fight for him at the moment. It's basically a two-horse race now between them and Brisbane. The Cowboys now think that he won't be coming to them. They put an offer on the table for Kurt. They think they're out of the running. So now it looks like it's a Brisbane-Penrith shootout for Kurt Capewell. They're hoping... See, this is the other issue with 22. I mean, Brisbane have offered Kurt Capewell, I believe, a three-year deal. Penrith at the moment are in a position where initially they were only talking a one-year deal for him. I think they've said to him, look, if you sign longer or if you hang around and give us some time, we might be able to work on a longer-term deal. But again, that puts pressure on those guys in 22 that are coming off. So they've almost got to make a decision there. You know, if we keep Kurt, can we keep Kikau? Can we keep Dylan Edwards? Well, you know what? Probably not. So, the Capewell's retention has a ripple effect on the rest of the roster.
Well, watching the NRL 360 last night and Benny Eichen's last episode in the show, he said he was asked by Paul Kent, who's the one player you'll be chasing when you put your feet under the desk? And he said, Kurt Capel.
If I was Penrith MG, I'd just be showing Kurt Capel the ladder. I'd say, this is all the information you need to know, mate. One of us is going to be competing for the comp for the next couple of years. But hey, Reedy, speaking of the Brisbane Broncos and potential signings and departures there, Tevita Pangai Jr., he gave an interview after that loss last weekend on the Friday night, and it sounded like it was the last time we would see him in a Broncos jersey. Any firm information now on this move to the Tigers?
Well, I still think it'll be his last game in a Broncos jersey. I think the Tigers are mulling over Tevita and Dale Finucane, and I don't think they've landed on a destination yet. I think there's a few factors at play in that. Money is the big one, right? So, and length of contract, because Dale's, I guess, entering, I wouldn't say his twilight years, Dale.
He's closer to the end than he is the start.
He's closer to the end than the start. So it depends on what the demands are at Dale Finucane's campus, which way that falls. Interesting one, the Dragons have actually contacted Tevita Pangai's camp just to find out what the situation is. And they're not in for Dale, they're not in for Tevita Pangai, let's stress that. But they are watching proceedings and they're monitoring things. So don't put a line through the Dragons where Tevita Pangai is concerned just yet. They're not
I think the Dragons might have a new name soon. They might be called the Seagulls. Because they're picking up everyone else's scraps.
but how smart are they?
They're very smart.
Yeah. They got Brisbane shipping in for McCulloch. They got Brisbane shipping in for Jack Bird. Yep. And maybe if they decide to press the go button on Tevita, Brisbane might have to chip in for Tevita. So, as I said, they haven't made a final decision yet. They're monitoring proceedings.
MG, quickly, put yourself in Tevita Pangai's shoes. You got an offer on the table from the West Tigers, and let's say the Dragons do decide to make him an offer. Where would you go?
I'm going with my ex-teammates and coach. I'm going to the Dragons.
Okay, there you go. All right. And lastly, Reedy, a big fixture on the rugby league calendar, the World Cup in doubt.
Maybe not for much longer. Look, Peter Volandis had a hook-up last night with the World Cup organising committee. The players, the clubs have made it pretty clear there's some real concerns around this. I mean, if they go to the World Cup, the way it plays out at the moment, those World Cup players wouldn't start training again until mid-February next year, which would basically give them a month to prepare for the start of the Premiership. And I don't think anyone thinks that's realistic or can work. So the club's raised some real concerns about it earlier this week with the NRL and Peter Volandis. Peter Volandis has now conveyed that to the World Cup Organising Committee. And look, I'd be stunned if it goes ahead, guys. I know they're very bullish over in England about it and they're talking very positively about it, but I don't see how it can happen. I don't see how it can go ahead.
This is, of course, the Rugby League World Cup, as you say, Reddy, meant to be happening in England, meant to be from the 23rd of October through till basically the end of November. And
The current climate's too hard. It's too hard.
The players have to quarantine when they get back for 2 weeks. Then they've got to be given 8 weeks holiday because all those guys now get 8 weeks holiday. So they wouldn't get back, as I said, until mid-February.
Wow.
And they'd have to start 4 weeks later. I mean, you just can't do that. So that's a real issue.
All right. Well, look, fingers crossed that everything pans out as smoothly as possible and we can get it away, but you think you need to prioritise the players' health and well-being for the NRL season in 2022. Very good work, Reedy. MG, I liked that one off the back of his best ever last week.
He's just Mr. Consistent.
He's in a purple patch, isn't he?
Yeah, he's, I don't know what he's doing on the Northern Beaches, but he might be on that wacky tobacco or something. I don't know what's going on.
Just breathe in the clean air while the water up here, MG.
You'll be a part of Saturday Scrum this weekend?
Well, I am. I actually got to do it remotely because we're going away next week, and if I come into the dirty city, I won't be able to go away.
That's
fine.
Because you got a dirty weekend away planned, have you?
Well, we're going away with another family and the children.
Well, Liam, in other words, yes, he is.
Yeah, a very clean 3 days, I'd say. Just dirty. My kid's tackling me in the mud or something. It's about as dirty as it'll get.
Where are you heading, Reddy? Where's the family?
We're going to Hunter Valley.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Red wines, you know.
Beautiful. Yeah, awesome. Beautiful.
A mid-season refresh. I've covered the game 15 years now, and I've never had a mid-season break. It's my first ever. Work made me take holidays.
You need one, mate.
You know what this industry's like, Reddy. You give somebody half a chance. Who's picking up your gigs while you're away?
No, I'll be back. I'll be back for the war. Yeah, prioritise Triple M.
Just Just for FYI, Michael Chambers very good last week. Very good on the screen.
Please.
At least Sivlakes didn't text me this week. Yeah. Last time he was on, he texted me telling me how good he was. You and Girdler.
Reedy, we can hear you on Saturday, the Saturday Scrum with MG Girds and Tony. And if we don't speak to you beforehand, enjoy the Hunter Valley, enjoy the vinos, but of course, drink responsibly.
Always. Good stuff, lads.
MG, let's refocus on State of Origin. Tarek Sims is going to join us from Inside Blues Camp very shortly. But there's a talking point outside of Reece Walsh, which is great.
There's a good talking point.
It's a great little talking point.
There's an image that's, I think, down the track will be iconic.
If you haven't seen the photo, go to our Instagram page, at Rush Hour Triple M. You can see the photo. And how would you describe it, MG?
I would describe it as dominant.
It is Jerome Luai, 5'8" for the New South Wales Blues, standing mid-roar, mid-scream over Felice Kaufusi, a big Queensland forward, on the ground.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's one of them things that epitomises State of Origin. I know that a lot has gone out of the game, shoulder charges, all that type of stuff, but one thing that hasn't gone from Origin is passion, and the passion exuded from Jerome Luai in that photo is evident.
And it's become something that Queenslanders and Queensland media have grabbed a hold of because... Well, they have, and this is...
Of course they have. They'd be all over their walls, mate. It'd be like wallpaper in their dressing room when they run out.
Well, Queensland captain Daly Cherry-Evans was asked about the image at their training camp.
Yeah, it's popped up a fair bit since game one. I dare say it's going to happen again. He'll probably be doing the same sort of stuff on Sunday, but I think we'll be better prepared for it. That's the thing, like, we don't need our noses rubbed in it. We're really, really aware of how bad it was on that night. And when you win by 50, you probably have the right to stand over us, don't you? We owe it to ourselves and we owe it to the rest of Queensland to go out there this Sunday and really turn it around.
Yeah, extremely pragmatic there of DCE. You can actually hear Liam, the anger bubbling beneath that soft exterior. You can really that pissed him off, no end. But as I say, that the Queenslanders will be motivated by it. Guess what? So will New South Wales.
Well, this is what Brad Fittler had to say about that photo because he was asked about it as well.
I've seen the photo. It's a really good photo, and I don't know if they're using it as motivation. I'm not sure, but I thought it was a great photo.
Again, very extremely pragmatic.
The irony is, for those unaware, Freddie takes photos. Freddie knows a good photo.
He's a photographer. He's a Kodak man. look, it's one of them things that Queensland would be mad not to keep rubbing it in their eyes, saying, "Boys, look at this. This is a 5'8 standing over a back rower, a big back rower with total dominance. Are we going to let that happen again?" Then the New South Wales will go, "Boys, look at this. Look at our 5'8 standing over their back rower. And let's do this again."
So you reckon that photo's up on the Queensland dressing room shed wall?
And the New South Wales dressing room wall as well. It's everywhere. For different reasons. All it takes is one little thing to happen. And a couple of words that DCE said then about, "We don't need our noses rubbed in it." So obviously they think they've got their nose rubbed in it from that photo.
Yes.
And that, oh man, that Sunday night... Wherever you are, make sure you're right here on Triple M because we're going to call this game at 7:50. It kicks off, but we'll be on all day. But
I know you'll be keeping a close eye the first time Jerome Luai runs the ball in the direction of Felice Kaufusi.
Well, just don't run at the forwards, Jerome. Jerome, please don't run. Try and find what I'm just trying to look at their list here. Try and find someone like maybe Reece Walsh at fullback.
There's no hiding in State of Origin, MG. Nah, you know that, but and we know Felice Kaufusi this year alone, the arm can slip up from old Felice.
Yep, so, and this is Origin. This is Origin. Let's be clear on that as well.
The photo,
Origin, where anything can happen.
The photo that set fire to State of Origin Game 2, 2021. I love it.
Bring it on, baby.
Speaking of setting fire, Tarek Sims, he's going to join us from New South Wales Blues camp very shortly. But before we get to Tarek, MG, we need to talk about this again.
Celebrate the Mac family with Maccas. The Triple M Rush Hours. Odd one out.
And it would seem everyone got the message yesterday, MG. Registrations flooding in. TripleM.com.au. The website is almost down. That's how popular this is going.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing prize. And as we keep alluding to. Every time we talk about this on the show, we have our bean counters outside the window just saying thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
So when we talk about it, as you hear our voices starting to get excited, that's when the bean counters go down a bit.
Well,
I
got giving a blasting by the accountants because I threw in the Rush Hour with MG and Liam seat cushion into the prize pack.
Good.
And they said, you can't do that. It's already too good a prize.
Well, guess what? We can because we did.
State of Origin Game 3, a money can't buy experience. You and your mate, you'll get to go and do a captain's run the day before the game. New South Wales Rugby League Centre Tour of Centre of Excellence Tour. Awesome. You get to experience what the Blues will be experiencing before Game 3. And, of course, you get yourself a silver double pass to State of Origin Game 3, Wednesday the 14th of July. Possibly a victory lap for the Blues, MG.
That's an amazing experience for one of our listeners who will be going along. I can't wait. I can't wait to see who that lucky person or people are.
Well, and next week the competition starts. You've got to be registered at triplem.com.au to play. Go and do it right now as you're listening.
Look how good our event was recently at the Star when all our listeners came for the first time in a long time. But they all did the same thing. They all went to triplem.com.au to register. And if you don't register, you don't get in.
You can't win. That is thanks to Maccas and the New South Wales Blues. Win a money can't buy experience with the team in Sydney July 13th. I'm loving it. The other thing I'm loving was the performance of this gentleman in Game 1, MG. Whenever that high ball went up to the Queensland backs, this man was front and centre with the kick chase, getting up in their face, the enthusiasm, the energy. It was at an all-time high from this bloke. He was outstanding. We cannot wait to see how he goes Sunday. We speak, of course, of Tarek Sims from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. G'day, Tarek.
Thanks, lads. How are you going?
Well, everything that Liam described then was true. You were so energetic in that game. The first game you started in Origin, I believe.
Yeah, it was, mate. Yes, it was.
And you were jumping out of your skin from the first minute to the 80th minute. How was the experience, brother?
Oh, mate, it was one of those ones I definitely won't forget it. Look, running out to a full stadium is one thing, but running out to Metallica, blasting through the speakers, and then a sea of maroon, it's something that I won't forget anytime soon, that's for sure, mate.
And tell us about the last couple of days in camp. How have they been? And are the butterflies starting to flood in the gut?
Not just that, mate. We literally just finished our training session, and we had a really healthy crowd come out to watch us train. And you know, you can really feel the excitement starting to build all the way down here in Kingscliff. So you know, it's got that buzz about it. I'm sure tomorrow when we fly into Brisbane, there'll be a little bit more hype. And then we've only got the captain's run to go, and then she's on.
Hey, Tarek, what did Anthony Griffin, coach at the Dragons, have to say about that pass? Did he ask where that's been from game one? Did he say, where's that been at club level, mate?
No, he hasn't, mate. He sort of, as soon as I rang him, I sort of asked for my kicking license back straight off him. And it was an obvious no straight off the bat. So, look, I think I might just try and tuck the pill under my wing, but I'm still going to try for that kicking license for sure.
Well, there's a couple of things that are certain. We know that Suncorp Stadium is going to be one of them arenas where it's just going to be gladiatorial. You're going to run out, and it's going to be the best feeling ever. You know that they're going to get better. But you also know that you guys are going to learn a bit too from game one as well.
Yeah, look, they've got probably one of the best props in the game at the moment coming back for them. You know, he's probably the inspirational leader in the middle there, and he controls a lot of what goes on in the middle. He's a, you know, very strong ball runner. He can play with the ball. He's got really good feet. You know, and he'll lock off that middle third defensively. So, you know, we've definitely got our work cut out for us. We, you know, we need to adapt as well. We need to change our game. We need to make sure that we're being better in some areas because, you know, when we look at our game, there's always room for improvement. So, you know, we know that there's going to be a lot of changes coming.
Hey, Tarek, Reece Walsh, this 18-year-old kid playing fullback. We talked about your kick chase from game one. Spud Carroll, MG's old mate, made the comment on Fox the other night that if this young man goes through the middle, he's going to go away with some bruises. Have you spoken about what he brings to this Queensland side?
Oh, look, he's an electric talent. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's played, you know, six or seven games of first grade, and he's thrust into the Origin arena. And to be honest, he's a dynamo. You just have to look at blokes like Jerome and Bizza with their first games. That's the new wave. That's the new style of players that are coming through. It's the new generation of players coming through, how confident they are in what they can and can't do. You know, and he's displayed it every game that he's played for the Warriors. He's, you know, even though he might have made a mistake, he bounces straight back up. So, you know, there is going to be a lot of traffic. The ball gets kicked a lot in Origin, and, you know, the back three usually touch it the most. So we've got our work cut out for us. We're going to have to hold a really strong line when we're going there defensively because, you know, he's got unreal feet.
Now, listen, I saw your eyes when I presented you with a jersey in Perth, and I thought, oh my goodness, this kid. Let him out. Just let him go. And even the coach. And that, yeah, I'm not saying that I was the reason for it, but there's a little birdie telling us that maybe Boyd Cordner might be presenting you with the jerseys this time around. That could be even more epic.
Yeah, look, Boydo came into camp last night. It was as a sort of a surprise guest. So that was, you know, that was unreal to sort of see the old skipper back in the ranks. And you know what he's like, mate. He's got a presence about himself. He's played in numerous Origins. He's skippered the Blues. You know, he holds a lot of sway, and he's, you know, just the way that he carries himself, mate, it just gives you that little bit of confidence as well. So, you know, he's going to be hanging around in camp for the next couple of days, which is going to be cool. And just, you know, myself as well, I'm going to pick his brain because, like I said, he's played my position, and, you know, he's been in, you know, the Hurt Locker more times than I can count, and, you know, he's come out the other end. So, you know, I'll be picking his brain over the next couple of days on what I can and can't do and what I should and shouldn't do.
Hey, Tarek.
You know what? The Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker. Oh, that should be...
I've just got goosebumps.
Oh, you've started to activate...
I love that shit.
He started...
The Hurt Locker. Fuck, I love that stuff.
You've activated MG's butterflies, Tarek. Hey, Tarek, how's your man Jack Whiten? I mean, we know the situation he finds himself in with the impending birth of his third child. How's he going? Yep. How's he managing it?
Yeah, Jackie boy's pretty cool. He's a he's a very cool character, but, you know, if he's worried, he's definitely not showing it. I think he's enjoying having a little bit of time away, but, you know, he's obviously in close contact with his family and you know, he's just got the call button ready to go. So, you know, he trained really well today, very strong. You know, we're just taking it day by day.
Now, Tarek, I imagine that you're one of the blokes who the injection of Brian To'o and Jerome Luai and these boys and the boombox environment that they're creating, I feel like you're one of the blokes that would be enjoying it.
Mate, some of the music I absolutely love. Some of the music I don't like. Yeah, I don't like at all. So, but, mate... you know, they've got some good tunes. They've got some bad ones. But like I said, this is the new way. This is the new generation of players. This is how they get ready. This is how they like to, you know, sort of sit back and chill. I just every now and then throw a little hit up for them to play. And sometimes I get some side eyes, and sometimes I don't.
Like what? What do you request?
Oh, mate, you put me on the spot. But you know, one of my favourites is always Supersonic by. Yes. Mate, yeah, top track.
Then you said Metallica, like a bit of Enter Sandman. You come out, the
mate,
voice.
No, they're not there yet. If they played that, their heads would probably fall clean off. it might actually be when they play their drill music. That might be what my head does. So,
well, MG, as long as Paul Sirenin's not in charge of the music, because there was that incident.
Don't knock Ciro's music, mate. That's all right.
Tarek, I was down in camp one where the music, the playlist got away from Ciro at one point, and the potentially not safe for work song started playing out over the Coogee Oval there. And there are a few looks coming from the coaches saying, Ciro, can we turn that off?
Yeah, come on.
MG, you would have loved today's training session because it was very old school. We had a weight session on the field before we trained, mate. So it was like the good old days. Was sort of everything. The only thing that was missing was the deep heat and slapping in the face.
Well, the DP's been replaced by Pain Away, brother, so make sure you bathe yourself in it.
So, that is one of our sponsors too, so Pain Away, kiss Pain Away.
Hey, listen, we really appreciate your time. Your game in game one was epic. Come 7:50 Sunday night, we know you're going to be ready. You haven't left any stone unturned, and go and make your state proud, brother.
Thank you very much, guys, and, you know, to all the families back home, guys are doing it safe, and, you know, we appreciate your support. Even though you can't be there physically, we know you're there in spirit, so we'll do you proud, guys.
MG, before we disappear today, tomorrow obviously we'll be live ahead of the women's State of Origin game, the 2021 AMPOL Women's State of Origin game.
Looking so forward to it.
So you've got your coverage starting with us from 6 o'clock into all the way through to the final whistle. Anthony Maroon, Ryan Girdler, Emma Lawrence is your call team for that one. And you can also hear that game on the Listener app, LISTNR. Yeah. You can hear all of the Triple M NRL calls live on the Listener app. Go and get it. It is free to download. But the NBA playoffs continue, MG, and I know you love your basketball.
Trae Young today. Wow.
For the Atlanta Hawks, wasn't he?
He is outstanding. Absolutely on fire.
And he's a pipsqueak.
He's 6 foot.
Well, okay, so he's still quite tall by my
standards. But he's a small man in basketball terms. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, the NBA playoffs continue, but they continue without our man Ben Simmons. The Philadelphia 76ers knocked out by Trae Young and his Atlanta Hawks.
Much maligned, Ben. Much maligned, isn't he, Benny?
And the speculation about his future, it's every day. It is constant. It is unrelenting. There's a report today by your old mate, Matty Logue, saying that there's half a dozen teams that could be a perfect fit for Ben next year if he doesn't stay with the Philadelphia 76ers. But the team we're worried about is the Boomers.
Well, the Boomers is what he should be worrying about as well. That's what Ben Simmons should be worrying about at the moment.
Well, because it's radio silent at the moment from his team as to whether or not he's going to take part. Because the Boomers are already in camp in the States. Brian Gorgeous and Matt Nielsen.
Big chance he's not.
We're not hearing anything, and that's a concern. But this is what Australian basketball icon Andrew Gaze had to say on SEM Breakfast in Melbourne the other day about why Ben should be participating with the Boomers in Tokyo.
I would say absolutely you should do whatever it takes in order for you to join the Australian team, not just for what it means for Australian basketball, but what it means for you. For me, I came through and the greatest education I had was being involved in the Australian team. It is a culture like no others. And when you're in a situation where you're looking for support, you're looking for your teammates to wrap your arms around you, you're looking for a nation to get behind you and show support. All those other players that are involved in the Australian team, they will wrap their arms around Ben Simmons like no other, because that is the culture of the Boomers.
Couldn't have put it better. Could not have put it better. Andrew Gaze, you have nailed that. I agree with every single word he said, because I've kind of walked that type of mile in my shoes as well. Let me talk what Gaze said about Simmons. I think that he's so right, because at the moment he needs a cuddle. He's copped it from pillar to post. Every journo in America has given it to him. He had a pretty ordinary playoff series. He's the first to say that. But to get in that green and gold jersey and to get Australia behind him is exactly what he needs. So in 1990, we're going back. I got beaten in the grand final by Canberra. We went back to the Leeds Club and, I was in tears after the game. We went back to the Leeds Club and they said, we've got an announcement to make. We're going to announce the Panther players who have made it to on the Kangaroo Tour of 1990. And I got told before the game that basically it was out of me and the back rower for the Canberra Raiders, Gary Coyne. And whoever won, basically you're going. So we lost. So I thought I was no chance. They called the names out, Greg Alexander, Brad Fittler, John Cartwright, and then there was a bit of a pause, and Mark Geyer. Oh, I went, what? Anyway, 3 months later, after the experience of a lifetime touring with like-minded blokes, touring with the guys that just beat me in the grand final, touring with blokes who I didn't really like on the footy field, but I grew to love on a tour, the four guys I just mentioned from Penrith came back and we felt like supermen. We felt like there was nothing that could stop us. We saw guys in another environment that we never saw them in before. And all of a sudden we changed our jerseys at Penrith and us four were the leaders of the team, because we'd gone away on a kangaroo tour and we'd come back and nothing was hard. And history will tell you that we won the comp that year.
So Ben Simmons, we still don't know whether he's going to compete or not.
He needs it, Liam. He needs to get around those that love him.
Well,
and at the moment, as a country, we still love him.
Of course we do.
Philadelphia 76ers fans mightn't at the moment.
Well, they're Philly fans. They're famously harsh.
They'll get over it.
But it'll be interesting to see, MG. You painted a beautiful picture of what representing your country can do for you as an athlete when you go back to your 9-to-5 with your club. Interestingly, Patty Mills. Now, Patty Mills is a very smart fella, but he posted something on his Twitter page, basically him on his back on the hardwood, in a Boomers singlet, in a Boomers uniform, with his fists both pumped, and he just said, I think it was along the lines of green and gold mood. And he knows the message he would have been sending there, which is
to say, hey, come on, mate, come on,
get on board.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. A lot of people viewed it as a taunt to Ben Simmons. I viewed it as the way you viewed it.
Yeah,
as mate, this is as good as it gets.
Paddy Mills isn't the sort of bloke who's going to taunt a fellow countryman.
I agree. And look at Paddy Mills, for instance. Look at his numbers when he plays for San Antonio, compared to when he plays for the Boomers. They're almost double.
He becomes a seven-footer when he plays for the Boomers.
And the green and gold can lift you to heights that no one else can lift you to. So, Simmons, when you listen to this podcast, when you're feeling down and out, mate, get on that plane, get in the camp, and get your cuddle from the fellow Boomers.
And if you help bring home a medal, you're halfway to a statue.
You're halfway to a statue.
All right, we've got to get out of here tomorrow. 2021 AMPOL Women's State of Origin game. Your coverage starts with us from 6 o'clock. We've got you covered all the way through to the final whistle.
Yeah, as per usual, thank you so much for your ears. Here's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.